This is a sample of our new show, What I Tell Investors. This topic, the remote monitoring and management market. We'll talk about what it is, why it's needed, and what are the growth points. Let's get started. I'm going to start off with a definition. Let's define what this product is in order to understand the problem it solved. It's the remote monitoring and management technology. The problem we're trying to solve here is pre-broadband being available. In order to service computers, you had to run around. You had to go out there and you had to service each machine by putting your physical hands on it and servicing it that way. As broadband became ubiquitous, the idea of remoting in and being able to fix something emerged. That's the idea you often see in screen shares and the ability to work with a remote technician. As that became more of the standard, providers realized they didn't have to roll a truck every single time they needed to work with someone, and it became more efficient to not do so. So the idea of being able to service that with technology emerged. This started right around that sort of 2003-2005 timeframe is when the idea really took hold and products moved into this space. But it's more than the idea of just servicing somebody remotely. The idea was not only could we screen share with that individual person, but we could also start taking advantage of automation and the technologies built in to do things remotely. So it was the idea of full managing and moving into monitoring, because not only could we do things to these machines remotely, but we could also monitor to make sure they were working the way they needed to. So ideas like we'd watch logs, we'd make sure disk space didn't fill up, we'd keep patches running, those all started emerging. So why is it needed? Well, the idea is we're trying to convert the idea of being reactive, waiting for the user to call and say something's broken, into the idea of being proactive. With a tool like a remote monitoring and management tool, or RMM, we can actually be much more proactive. We can make sure patches are deployed, which we know from a security perspective is really vitally important. We can check to make sure things have happened, like backups, like software being deployed, and we can do those tasks remotely as well. And as we standardize our environment as the IT provider, we can deliver a consistent service over time. That's actually the core solution that we're trying to solve here, is the ability to do that consistently over time. By doing that, we're able to then establish a core baseline for an end customer's computer environment and work from there. That's why it's become such a core piece of what a managed services provider does. I talked about managed services providers on my video, What I Tell Investors, the Managed Services Market, and what we're serving there. This is the first of the tools that we often think about that's used in this space. So, the growth points. The reason this is such a core interesting technology is the fact that it grows with its usage. If you're a managed services provider and you're delivering service, you grow every single time you bring on a new customer and you bring on a new user within a customer. So you've got those two growth points as the managed services provider themselves. The software vendor providing the RMM also gets the growth point of every single time they add a managed services provider themselves. So that's very interesting to think about, because that way you're getting multiple levels of growth. As that tool has expanded, it's also started adding new functionality. So every single time we add a new function, so for example, integrated antivirus or endpoint detection or the ability to, you know, web shield and protect users from scanning, you know, going to places they're not supposed to go. Each of those additional features are also a growth point, both for the managed services provider to sell new services, as well as the software vendor to deliver more. And the more of these you can add, the more you get these growth points and start adding new customers, new users, new services, and you can see how quickly this core expands. Now, let's talk about devices for a second. The RMMs have very traditionally been focused on Windows-based devices. In fact, the legacy of this technology, if you think back to that time frame that it came from of 2003, 4, 5, that was a very Windows-centric world. Client server with Windows desktops and Windows servers. Oftentimes, these RMM technologies were installed on premises. In fact, many of the legacy technologies still have that significant on-prem installation component. So they're very heavily Windows focused. As a general rule, the primary devices that they're handling are all of the varieties of Windows. We've moved into other areas at some limited capacity, the ability to do some basic mobile device management, as well as Macs, are often considered, but often not, fully fledged citizens within this. The primary devices are those user endpoints. That's important for you to know as you know about the space, is if you're looking at a particular provider to dig into those other areas of devices that they might be doing. Maybe they're not doing them quite so well. Thanks for listening to this preview of What I Tell Investors. This episode has got another 10 minutes of content covering who are the players, what are the competitive differences, and how has the technology expanded. There's also an episode on the managed services market and the PSA, or professional services market. If you're interested in this new series, go find it on YouTube at youtube.com/MSP Radio, and you'll find What I Tell Investors. Hit that subscribe button and follow the show there. I will be back with a regular episode of The Business of Tech on Monday.